Hey, Andy Breckman.
Hey, pal. How are you?
I was trying to eavesdrop on your business call there.
Oh, that was just, I was talking to my son, Evan.
Oh, okay.
Evan, during this lockdown, is taking advantage of his time and watching classic movies, discovering great directors and watching a great movie every night.
Uh-huh. So, like, what did he watch recently?
Robo Whores.
Part two? Part three?
Well, you have to watch part two because there are so many unanswered questions in part one.
And so he watches Robo Whores and then he calls you and asks you...
to recommend other whore movies.
I see. Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. Maybe you should tell him about Madam Kitty. Madam Kitty's a good...
I don't know that movie.
It's about a Nazi corps of prostitutes.
Boy, that has something for everyone, doesn't it?
You and I saw that together. I can't believe you don't remember
No,
that.
We did not.
Yes, we did.
We did?
At a drive-in, yeah.
What are you talking about? You're confusing me with someone else.
Yeah, that's fine. You can try to protect yourself. It's no problem.
Well, they wouldn't show a borderline porn movie at a drive-in.
At the drive-in on Route 18 in East Brunswick, they did.
Well, how could they? Because cars are driving by, kids are in cars. It defeats the whole purpose. It can't have happened.
Tell it to the manager.
I'd rather talk to the man that sold you whatever shrooms you're on today.
Hey, good drug reference. You said shrooms.
Instead of mushrooms?
You used it correctly in a sentence. Well done. Well done, my friend.
I've been to town, baby. Don't think I haven't.
Yeah, I bet you have.
Do you think any listeners of ours work at CVS?
Maybe, yeah. Why?
Oh, just make a conversation.
What do you need something out of CVS? What do you need?
I took a COVID test at CVS a week ago. It's a week ago today. It's now over a week.
Yeah.
Waiting on those results.
Yeah, a lot can happen in a week.
I know. After a while, the test is pointless because you would have quarantined for 2 weeks anyway.
Exactly. I would say after one day, it's kind of pointless.
I know. But I have to get my test results.
Why did you take your COVID test at CVS?
About 6 weeks ago, I took a CVS COVID test, and the turnaround was very quick. I got the results in 2 days.
So now you're looking for somebody who's a clerk at CVS to get you in on the inside track.
I just want to give them my number that they gave me, and have them look it up.
Why don't you give it out right now? So if somebody works at CVS, they can look it up right now.
Oh, perfect. That's a great plan. Thanks, yeah. Kent. Wait, hold on.
Give it out.
Let me get into my app.
If you work at CVS, please look up Andy Breckman's COVID-19 test number.
Wait. But how do I find the test? Wait, test?
And give us the results right now over the air.
Account settings. Use password. I don't have. I guess, they didn't give me a specific number for that test.
I
medications.
See.
They'll just have to look me up by name.
Okay. And the name is Breckman Man?
Andy Breckman Man.
Okay. spelled
my,
like
my
it
daughter,
sounds.
My daughter made me take a test. Have you taken a test yet?
No.
Oh, man, you'd love it. You get stuff shoved up your nose, both nostrils, twirled around up your nose.
It sounds horrible. It sounds really bad.
Well, you haven't tried it. Who are you to talk? Who are you to judge?
You described it to me.
I've done it twice.
Yeah, you told me that
my daughter Julie insists that I do it every time the wall is breached. Every time my bubble has been breached.
How did your bubble get breached most recently?
I was driving. I think we talked about this last week. Driving home and pulled over and. Ohio and the Route 80 in Ohio, which is the turnpike there, I think. I was given a ticket, and the cop was not wearing a mask. And so I wasn't worried, but I did tell my daughter about it, and she got worried.
Yeah, that's where you went wrong.
No, you gotta be transparent with your family. But now, have you had moments where you wish you had it back, where there was where you let your guard down for a second?
Well, not where I let my guard down, but yeah, at the dump in Sussex County, the Lafayette Town Dump, which is run by Carneys, by the way.
Yeah, they're the greatest.
If you wonder what Carneys do during the off season, they work at the Lafayette Municipal Landfill. And I was wearing two masks, but nobody working there had a mask at all. And there's lots of them. They're crawling all over the place trying to help you.
And but did they come within 6 feet of you?
Oh, yeah. Lots of them.
Oh, that's not good.
I know.
There should be some kind of spray or something to repel the carnies.
Oh, yeah, carny spray. Oh, yeah, shoot. Yeah. I should have brought some with me. Good point. I'm glad I talked to you about this.
I wonder how many people a day are saying, hey, guys, put on a mask.
Well, eventually they did all put on masks.
Because you confronted
no,
them?
No, I never, no.
I forgot. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I mistook you for someone with a backbone.
Yeah, no.
Because somebody else confronted them.
Maybe.
Yeah. You'd have to be a completely different person to confront a carny. For Ken Freeman to confront a carny. A carny could be carrying off your beloved wife, Hank. And I don't know what you would do about it, frankly.
I will confront carnies at the carnival. But yeah. Outside of the carnival, they're kind of dangerous.
Yeah. You just shout, if a carny was dragging Hank off, you would just shout, I've always loved you, honey. You don't want to confront them carnies. Them tattooed carnies, tattooed from head to foot.
My wife confronted a carny at the New Jersey State Fair. No.
What? Save that story. Save that story for a show where we really need it.
Okay.
That sounds like a winner.
Okay.
That's a five-star winning story. And we can't just waste it because we have a great show here.
Right, we do. We do. It's not the great show we thought we were going to do.
No, it's an even greater show.
Yeah, we thought we were going to do the national anthem, coming up with a new national anthem. Then we decided maybe not.
Maybe not, yeah.
Yeah.
But now, but we did we decide before Jeremiah wrote his beautifully written newsletter or after?
You decided after. Or I found out yeah. when I got off the air this morning at 12:00 noon, I saw your text.
Well, it's just like you. It's just like you. Whenever I screw up, to blame me.
Yeah,
that is so Ken. But I owe Jeremiah a real apology. He does great work for us, without getting paid, and
he has he does have a life.
We owe him more respect than that, Ken.
Yeah, you know he does have a life and a job and everything, right?
Yeah, unlike me now.
Right.
Wait, so what's the new idea? Now I'm blanking. I'm completely blank suddenly.
We have listener Dr. Mark.
Oh, yeah. Should you go or should you stay? Right. That's the question. Everybody's planning vacations. The question is, should they risk it? It's a risk-benefit analysis that everybody is making.
Right.
We were planning to go to Hawaii. In we had our tickets. We had our reservations.
That's funny.
No, Hawaii until very, very recently was doing a superb job of containing this virus. But then they just changed their policy this week. They've extended their lockdown.
Well, let's see how Hawaii is doing now.
Well, it's doing better than almost every other state, but relatively compared to where it's been the last few weeks, it's spiking a little.
You know where you should go?
Yeah, well, tell me.
The Northern Mariana Islands. 0% increase in the last week.
Well, but they probably are very, very restrictive. They probably aren't letting visitors in.
No, they're just an island.
What do you mean they're just an island? So is Hawaii. What does that mean?
No, Hawaii is a whole bunch of islands with
For the love of God.
Parking all right. lots and all sorts of things. Guam. Yeah. Guam also doing very, very well.
I should vacation in Guam. Yeah. Are there nonstop flights to Guam?
Yes, there are.
What do they speak in Guam?
English.
What do I speak? Just remind me.
English.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
This sounds better and better. Wait, we have a doctor on the phone, or we will in a few minutes, I hope. He's a friend of the show, a friend of ours. He's in Puerto Rico.
I'm just looking for Hawaii on my stats map. Oh, there it is.
Don't worry about it, son.
Hawaii's looking pretty good. 0% increase in the last week. Only two people out of every 100,000 have come down with it in the last week. That's
well. We were going to the island of Kauai, Kauai, that has had zero deaths.
Yeah,
and it's been doing a great job. But they won't let us in now. They've wised up.
Yeah. Well, of course they wouldn't want to let anybody in from the continental U.S.
I think they might have heard our show.
We're like lepers now.
Yeah.
Hawaii's doing better than New Jersey. That's the New Jersey.
Well,
like,
it's easy. Well, what an advantage they have. They're on an island. It's one airport. Even if it's a series of islands, it's one international airport.
No, it's a bunch of islands, and they also have parking lots. And
yes, that's true, Ken. There are parking lots in Hawaii.
Yes.
Let's move on. Good point. You've given us a lot to think about.
Okay. Should we call Dr. Mark?
Well, wait. Well, let's. You want to reestablish our topic?
Yes.
Listeners who are considering a vacation, visiting their sister in Tennessee, going to a wedding in Colorado, any vacation you're considering, any trip you're considering, I know you're weighing the pros and cons. You might be disagreeing with your partners about it, right? Your travel mates. Call us up. Tell us the trip you're planning. List all the mitigating factors. How are you planning to get there? Who will be attending the affair? Things like that. And Ken and I, you and I will, I guess, what will we do, Ken? You will weigh in and on whether they should go, and I'll weigh in on whether they should go. And then our doctor referee will be the deciding vote.
Is yeah, I'll tell them why they should not go.
You're going to say they shouldn't go to any trip?
Yeah.
How about my rich grandfather is dying? And if I don't go, I'm out of the will.
Do you want to die too?
There are you can get to long. You can get to your grandpa's house without dying.
Depends where your grandpa lives.
You get home. You get from the office to home. You get from the station to home and back again every
day.
Yeah,
but your grandpa probably lives in Florida. The new epicenter. Hey, somebody's calling.
All right, well, wait. What's our phone number? And then call. We have to call Dr.
Mark. Hi, you're on the air. What's our phone number?
I'm sorry?
What's our phone number?
201-209-9368.
Well done.
Oh, it's a new number.
Yeah.
201-209-9368.
So I'm planning a trip.
9368.
Okay, you're planning a trip. Okay.
I want to go from Arkansas to Monmouth Park, New Jersey, where I have a storage unit that has been containing stuff for 11 years now.
Are you in Hot Spring, Arkansas?
I am in Hot Spring.
I mean, that's one of the biggest hot spots in the whole country.
We're but, okay. But they won't really tell us what's going on here.
Ken,
Hot Spring is up there like at the number
Ken,
two.
You don't have to tell him. You don't have to tell him. He lives in Hot Springs. Ken, he's leaving Hot Springs.
I know. We don't want him here. We don't want him to come here from Hot Springs.
That's a completely different question. It's not a bad question, but it's a completely different issue. The question on the table is, should he make the trip?
Oh, I'm sorry. You can't hear Andy. Right. So, caller, the question is, should you make the trip?
Wait. These callers can't hear me?
No, they can hear you now.
Now I can hear you.
Oh, thank you. So wait, do you plan to drive from Arkansas?
I'm gonna take my small little SUV. I'm gonna drive to Monmouth Park. I'm probably gonna stop in Michigan and see my sister, and then jet over to Monmouth Park, rent a U-Haul, load everything up. It's been there for 11 years, $173 a month. I'm going
well,
to
that's
pack
not
it
a,
up.
That,
I'm
that's
bring
not
it back
a
to
factor
Hot
in our decision. How long things have been stored? But you're saying you need that crap out of there.
It's stuff that means a lot to me.
But why can't you let it ride for another 6 months if you had to?
I guess I could, but it's you get tired of paying that $173 a month.
Yeah, I know. Storage units, it's a brilliant business model. Man, it's brilliant.
I'm looking at the stats for Hot Spring, Arkansas. Not good. Not good at all.
But he's leaving Hot Spring.
Exactly. And coming here.
Well, he's not coming to make out with you and your family.
You know, if you come to New Jersey from Arkansas, you're supposed to quarantine for 2 weeks.
Right.
So how are you gonna do that?
That's an issue.
Yeah.
Steal a car?
Well, I'm curious what the doctor... I guess renting a car is an option, right?
I don't know. That's where they catch you. If you rent a car with an out-of-state license, you're going to have to answer a number of questions. Yeah, that is something. Man, if you get pulled over, I think it's a hefty fine. I think they're serious about it.
So if I get on a plane right now and I fly into Newark Airport, I have to give them a lot of information and tell them I'm going to quarantine for 14 days?
Yep.
I know that because I know Hawaii, which also had a 14-day quarantine rule, I know that you were not allowed to rent a car. That was one of the ways. And in Hawaii, you can't get a car. You can't bring a car. So that was how they enforced their quarantine.
Huh.
So it seems that it doesn't matter what the doctor says. I'd be breaking the law if I went to Monmouth Park right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, those storage units, that is the business you and I should be in, Ken. None of this rinky-dink, blowing bad old music at the people's houses.
Can we add it up? Okay, so 11 years ago when I took the unit, it was a little over $80. It gradually progressed to $173 over 11 years.
Yeah.
I think you'd need a mainframe computer to do that calculation.
That's roughly a little north of $3 million.
Yeah. It's $3.3 million.
Yes.
I hope you're storing valuable stuff in there.
There's good stuff in there.
Well, Hot Spring, we're going to move on. We have to call Dr. Mark. Don't you dare come to our wonderful state of New Jersey.
So you're saying, no, don't come.
I'll stay away for 6 more months.
Yeah.
Well, right. Oh, this will all be over in 6 months. I'm working on a vaccine every night.
Thank you,
doing the best I can.
Thank you, Hot Spring. Okay, so Andy, we got to call
tonight,
Dr. Mark.
Tonight, baking soda and Diet Pepsi.
Oh, try baking soda and vinegar. That's the really fun stuff.
I tried that last night. Mixed it up. Yeah. Injected it into my daughter.
And what happened?
Some very serious negative side effects. Thank you for asking. So I moved on. I'm like the Wright brothers.
Listen,
I crashed my plane and I just built another one.
Hello.
Hi, listener, Dr. Mark. You're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Mark, we apologize for our tardiness. We've been babbling to each other, trying to make each other laugh.
I apologize. I wasn't listening in. I was about to check if this is the latest you've called the Dr. Mark.
Yes. Well, we already fielded one call, but scared him off because visiting New Jersey now is from Arkansas is against the law.
Yeah, Hot Spring, Arkansas is like the number two hot spot in the country.
But Dr. Mark, how are you doing? You're still in Puerto Rico.
Still in Puerto Rico. We're down to one earthquake over 2.5 magnitude in the last 24 hours and only 37 in the last 7 days. So
what, there's been a spate of earthquakes in Puerto Rico?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We were having as many as 40 over 2.5 magnitude a day for a while.
Maybe you're just falling in love, if you consider that.
I can't wait for the hurricane.
Yeah, but now you're – okay, so are you trapped on the island? You can't leave and come back. Is that the situation?
I can, but the current rules from the island government are that you have to have a COVID PCR test, the genetic test they use for the detection of active infection, within 72 hours of coming to the island, and it's not terribly workable. My lab is doing those tests here, so it's conceivable that I could get a test, go to New York for the weekend, and come back with the test results showing that I had had.
Oh, you mean?
I see.
You would take the test before you left.
Hours. But that would that would be cheating on a not very medical scale. I don't know.
Would you be comfortable getting on an airplane today?
Excuse me?
Would you get on an airplane today?
Yeah, I would, honestly. If 'cause you know, it's we were talking earlier and I told you it's not just the island's regulations, but my job has its own standards. So, I'd have to quarantine for 2 weeks. Now that we're doing the tests here, they'd be able to give me a test after a few days, probably. But
and how's the how's Puerto Rico doing containing the problem?
It's okay. You know, we're an island of 3 million. We've got just over 10,000 cases, but they're going up a lot faster than they were for most of the pandemic. And you know, we were pretty well shut down for a couple months. The restrictions relaxed about 3 weeks ago. The curfew went from starting at 7 p.m. to starting at 10 p.m. and a lot more businesses were open. But we, like I said, you know, we added 256 cases yesterday, so that's.
And what's going to happen? And what's Puerto Rico doing about public schools in a few weeks?
Oh, I have not heard any word on that.
I have
colleagues who have kids in private school, and they're not talking about school starting anytime soon.
Huh. That's a big question here, of course. But you would get on an airplane. You would wear an N95 mask and sit on a plane.
You know, if it were doable, I would get on, you know, Puerto Rico. I would get on a couple of airplanes and go someplace like
Guam,
the Grand Canyon.
Oh, I wouldn't go to. You would go to Arizona?
Not every square foot of Arizona is dangerous. If you're in a national park and you're walking around and you're outside and there's space between you and your and the bozo behind you, you're okay.
Yeah,
Kenny, you can't live in fear like that, Kenny.
I've spent nights camping down in there, you know, so there's social distancing is not an issue once you get about
yeah, of course, if you're in the canyon. Yeah, if you're in the canyon, but you're going to encounter indoor spaces from time to time. You're going to encounter other people from time to time.
Yeah, but, you know, I've got a camp stove and stuff like that, so...
Ken, you would not camp out if you had the opportunity to right now?
Not in Arizona.
Coffee would be an issue, though, I got to tell you. I need dairy product in my coffee, and that doesn't pack well.
Hey, Dr. Listener Mark and Andy, we have a call.
Hey,
what?
We have a call. Yes.
Some kind of mistake, some kind of clerical error.
Hi there, you're on the air. It's you.
Miss Dial, I have to clarify something. So you're looking at Hot Spring County, Arkansas.
Yeah.
I'm in Hot Springs, Arkansas, which is in Garland County.
Oh, Garland
Hot
County.
Hot Spring is the home of the state prison.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
So we're pretty unscathed. You had me worried there for a second, and then I was like, what?
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
All right, so now can I come on?
Come on.
That's a very good point, because counties that have prisons or counties that have meatpacking plants or counties that have huge problems with diabetes, a lot of the Native American reservations have a lot of high diabetes. That skews all your numbers in your state. These statistics are very tricky, Kenny.
You said
you
Garland,
got to ask follow-up questions.
Garland County, is that what you said?
Garland County.
Yeah, so you're right next to Hot Spring County.
Right okay. Down the river.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So you're okay in Garland County.
Oh, good. So, now you can come and steal a car and take your stuff from your storage unit. Hey, let's take some other calls. 201-209-9368. You tell us the trip you're considering making, and Ken and I and Dr. Mark more importantly, Dr. Mark, I guess, will advise you whether to make the trip or not.
Oh, wait.
So, Dr. Mark, I had a ticket until a couple of days ago. I had a ticket, a nonstop flight to Hawaii.
That's
11 hours.
That would be great. Hawaii's got a very low number of active cases, very low death rate.
I know, but they just closed the door on us. They just extended their lockdown and are not accepting visitors.
Yeah, they started seeing a little bit of an uptick.
Yeah.
Wow, there 1,264 cases. That's amazing.
Yeah, no, they're doing a great job. We wanted to get there. What do? We got to get away. Ken, are you just not going to get away this summer?
I'm getting away in the great state of New Jersey.
No, you're just going to hide under your bed, your little beach house.
No, no room under the bed.
No, there's no room under the bed, I know.
We know that, don't we?
I forgot that's where you grow your shrooms.
Hey, don't give out information like that.
201-209-9368. Tell us the trip you're planning, and it's basically, it's a very easy question. It's either go or no go, right?
It's no go.
Well, not in every case.
Oh, yes, in every case. Let me take this call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is the Ring Mistress from the Bindlestiff Family Circus.
Hi, Ring Mistress. Andy, it's the Ring Mistress from the Bindlestiffs.
Hey, Radio Star.
I don't know what that means. I don't know.
So, Ring Mistress, do you have a summer trip planned?
Yeah, me and the clown wanted to run away from the circus and go to the beach someplace.
Okay, the beach.
But not in New York City and not on the Jersey Shore.
Right.
We were thinking New England-y, kind of nice, cold, rocky Atlantic stretch.
Yeah, Maine is doing very well. But how would you get to Maine, for example?
We would drive, but, like, would they let us in there? We have New York State plates.
Okay, let's check. I have a chart that shows that. Maine
is doing very well, and New York State is doing better. So, yeah, what would be the problem? But
here you go.
Would you stop at hotels and motels along the way?
There might be a motel at the Maine end. I think we could make a straight shot of a drive, but...
You know what we bought for our long drive? I was driving to and from Michigan. We bought one of these pop-up tents that you can go to the bathroom in on along the side of the road. You pull over and the tent pops up. You don't have to use the public restrooms.
Oh, God, I hate that idea.
So, Ring Mistress.
Horrible idea.
Ring Mistress, Maine does have a two-week quarantine in place, but if you have recent test results, then you don't have to quarantine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bingo. How recent is recent?
Yeah, exactly. And how do you get a recent test results now? CVS is taking more than a week.
Well, you can steal Andy Breckman's test results. He's been waiting a week already.
I don't have them. I'd share them with anyone.
So
I don't
just
have
go
them.
To CVS and say your name is Andy Breckman. There's test results that are going to be ready any day now.
All right. And you can go to urgent care here and tell them my name. Just say Ring Mistress from the circus and they'll know. And because I'm still waiting for my results, too.
Okay.
I wonder if there's a rapid test result available in New Jersey. I'd love to know.
I've heard that lots of people are getting overnight results. I just don't know where.
Yeah, I've heard very good things about Hoboken and Jersey City about same day results.
I don't have enough juice. I don't have enough pull. It's who you know in this COVID business.
All right, so I don't need a.
So wait, so Ken, can she visit the beaches of Maine? Yes or no?
Yes, she can.
I think that's okay. What do you think, Dr. Mark? Is that a trip that you can give a green light to?
I think that's sanctionable. She's driving. She's socially isolated. She's going someplace that where she'll be able to socially isolate.
I think the motel idea is great too because you pull into a motel and you're not taking an elevator. You know, you're not in contact with hardly anyone.
Right.
Right.
Well. Some places are having the hotel room stay empty for 3 days in between guests.
Oh, they are? Oh, yes. Wow.
This is amazing.
A Gunkwit Beach, here we come.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sanctioning our escape from the circus, and good luck, everybody.
Yeah,
thanks,
drive
Ring
safe.
Mistress. Have fun with the clown.
Use your blinker.
Bye. Phone number here.
Boy,
is...
going on vacation with a clown, that's a dream come true. That's it, isn't it?
Well, unless it's an evil clown.
Then it doesn't get better than that. Even an evil clown would make for an interesting trip.
All right, listener Dr. Mark and Andy, we have another call. Hi, you're on the air.
People staying home. Coronavirus.
Okay.
Yeah, hi. Thanks. Thanks.
Hi,
201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sam the Appraiser.
Hey, Sam.
I'm going to the Blue Wachita Orgy in Antlers, Oklahoma.
Oh, you got it. Oh, you have a reservation at an orgy.
Yeah, but it's not until August.
Now, is that stadium seating, or do they have to? They assign you to a partner. How does that work when you go to an orgy?
You all stand in a circle.
Yeah.
Like face sideways, and then you all sit down in the lap of the person behind you. That's how it starts. Like a
and
lap sit.
What county is that in Oklahoma?
It is
Oklahoma County.
Pushmataha County, southeastern Oklahoma.
I worked with a guy last year on a show, and he was looking for a date to go to Burning Man with. You know why? He needed a woman to go with him.
Why?
Because you have to have a woman before they admit you to the sex orgy, whatever they call the tent, their orgy tent.
Uh-huh.
You can't get in just a stag.
Yeah.
But he was so upfront about why he wanted a date. It made me laugh.
Well, Sam the Appraiser, Oklahoma does not look good in general.
Try and stop me.
Yeah. That's right, Ken.
Well, I will tell you this, Sam the Appraiser.
A guy heading to an orgy, Ken, is not going to be dissuaded by any statistic.
You don't have to quarantine when you get there, so that's good.
Oh.
You can jump right in.
Oklahoma's 100% reopened.
Didn't I go then? What's the problem?
The orgy aspect of it. There's a lot of virus in Oklahoma, and it's increasing rapidly.
I don't think our friend's really going to an orgy, Kenny.
I will send you a postcard.
Okay. Yeah, please send me a postcard.
But the orgy's outside.
You might
want to
wipe
right?
it off when you get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, if the orgy's outside.
Oh, it's outside. It's all outside.
Oh, then it's a safe orgy.
Largely in the mud.
Right.
And
it's one of them socially distanced orgies.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. That's one way to describe our show, isn't it, Ken? A socially distanced orgy.
All right. Have fun, Sam the Appraiser. Do send us a postcard.
We have listeners traveling with clowns. We have listeners going to orgies in Oklahoma. 201-209-9368. I've never been prouder of our little show, Kenny.
Hi, you're on the air with listener Dr. Mark and Andy.
Holy Toledo, guys.
Oh, say no more. How bad is it?
No, it's not that bad. Okay. It's actually getting better. Maybe it is bad that it doesn't seem that bad.
Yeah, exactly. It's like boiling a frog.
We have an interesting situation. So my father-in-law, he's moving in with us. We've planned on that. He lives down in outside of Sarasota, Florida.
Oh.
So.
Not good.
We want to get him. No. We want to get him. So actually, Ken, we're near your bucolic lake abode. We're going up to Montague, New Jersey, and we're getting an RV because I don't. You know what you said, like the three-night thing. I don't know if I trust bathrooms or rest stops on 95 down to Florida. So we got an RV.
I know the RV place you're going to in Montague.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Well, we can move on from
Is
we can move on and continue the story
bed?
Now.
Does the doctor think we're doing the right thing by getting the RV? So we figure bathroom, it's only us. Beds, it's only us. We'll pull.
And where were you? Where will you stop? Did you just pull over at like truck rest areas?
We're going to we're going to KOA campgrounds.
Ken, why would Ken? What is that reaction? That's great.
Have you seen these campgrounds?
Ken, you're not going. He's going. He's not inviting
I stay
you.
In the RV for most of the time at the KOA. I completely understand, Ken. KOAs are pretty dense in general, but. I think he's got it solved.
Yeah, I think so, too. You pull in for one night. You don't even need to pull into a KOA. These things are self-contained, a lot of them. You know, they have water.
Really, the rest areas, that's the hard part of cross-country travel now.
Yeah, that's what, like, was skeeving me out, even if I heard, like, the rest areas would be clean. You know, I'm going to obviously have to use them on a drive down there. And that was kind of – and, you know, we've driven down there in the past because we have dogs, and, like, we stay at this night, like, this little Comfort Inn, and South Carolina's not bad, but I just know, like, there's no way they're doing deep cleans, and I'm just –
But now, are you going to pick up your father-in-law and then drive him back in the RV?
Yeah.
And is he coming back to stay, or is this just like a visit that could have waited?
No, he's going to stay until like the winter. And I mean, maybe not this winter, but he's going to become like a snowbird type of deal.
Oh, man, you're the best son-in-law ever. I hope you get real brownie points from your wife.
Oh, thanks. She's
Look up some YouTube videos. Look up some YouTube videos of people emptying the bathrooms from their RVs.
That's what I'm worried about.
But you don't. But it's only 3 days. The battery in your little RV would probably last the 3 days, and the water supply would last. You don't have to go to these parks.
Yeah, you know what? If it's really, really, because we had to get it for 2 weeks. The RV. That was the thing. So we're like, all right, we might as well make like a little, we might as well take our time and not like do like, you know, a long drive. So we're going to do like, you know, 4-hour drive, stop from Montague to Cape May, then stop in like Wilmington, North Carolina. And then.
Are you bringing the dogs? You bringing the dogs?
Pardon me?
Bringing the dogs?
He has his own dog we're picking up. We're leaving our dog here getting hit.
Okay, Dr. Mark. Dr. Mark, do you give this guy a green light? It's either go or no go. It's a binary question.
I give him a green light. I like the RV idea.
All right.
I'd say be careful in the KOAs and definitely get a mask. And heck, you know, since you're traveling, see if he can get you an N95.
Okay, that's a good idea. Thank you, guys. And Ken, that's good to know that the Montague RV place is at least – known up there.
Yeah, it's known.
Like a lot.
Good luck.
All right. Take care.
Have a good trip. Phone number here is 201-209-9368. We have listener Dr. Mark on the line to advise you on your summer voyage.
Man, it's logistically it's tricky, isn't it?
Yeah.
All these trips that we took for granted just a year ago. So was I right? Didn't I call it like 3 months ago?
No, no, you did not.
Didn't I when I said this is weird?
Oh,
the situation out there is weird.
Yes.
Didn't I say that?
No, you got that. You nailed that. Yeah.
I get no credit for that.
Okay.
I was saying this is weird in like early.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Raymond, and I was just calling to give you guys some info on where you could get an antibody test.
Well, I don't want an antibody test. I was looking for just a straight up COVID test.
Yeah, the antibody tests are, Dr. Listener Mark, aren't the antibody tests like 50% wrong?
They're hinky.
So it's like flipping a coin.
There's no blood.
Sensitivity
okay.
is like
that's
70%.
That's
so there's a 30% false positive rate.
Oh wow. Wow.
Yeah, and that's terrible that it's false positive.
That was the only thing I was calling about that. Or in terms of summer trips, I got no summer trips except I am actually going to prison.
What prison? What prison are you going to?
Over in, I assume it's in PA, probably Delaware County area.
What was the charge? What did they get you on, and how long a sentence?
Well, the deal that I'm probably going to be taking will be intent to distribute a certain prescription pill.
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
That's the deal. So I think I'm going to be there for maybe around like 7 months.
It's not a good time. Not a good time to go to prison right now.
No. I mean, I was actually able to get out of jail because of COVID.
Oh.
Got out of jail because of COVID, and now I'm going back in.
And then what was your total sentence? 7 months was the total? That was the deal you struck?
That's what my lawyer is telling me.
And is this your first fall, as they say?
Yeah, yes, it is my first.
And how was your first? Fall. How long were you in for before they cut you loose last time?
So when I was in there, it was actually really interesting. I got in trouble in February, towards the end of February. And so this is when COVID actually just hit.
Right.
So, once it infiltrated New Jersey, it made its way over to PA, and Delaware County was actually one of the first ones. And then my county jail that I was in was actually one of the first county jails to actually have COVID.
And did they test you for it?
No, they did not do anything. Like, pretty much what happened, like, the start of it, like, probably the first couple weeks before COVID even got in there, it was, like, normal programs, whatnot. But then we noticed, like, they stopped letting us go out for programs. And then it was just, like, now you're just stuck on your block and stuff like that. And then they were doing that for a period, and then we found out on the news while we were in there that COVID was brought in by a prisoner worker, by someone who works in the prison. And so it wasn't in my block, luckily. And then they shut us down, and they pretty much
It was a really awful situation, but do you get credit for the time that you're out now, or
credit.
Was the
I did get
or
credit
the, you're getting credit for
there,
this time out?
What
did the what? Clock stop on your time served, or are they giving you credit for this time?
The clock did stop the moment you get out. The clock stopped on time served.
What's the name of the prison?
Okay, I wasn't sure if I was allowed to give it. George W. Hill?
George W. Hill?
Yeah.
Yeah, over in Delaware County. It wasn't a prison. That's the jail. So that was the county jail that they kept us.
That's where he was released from.
Private for-profit prison. And,
Hey, you want some advice when you go into the... You want some advice when you go into the big house? Just write this down, man. Don't forget what I'm about to tell you. First guy that looks at you crooked, first crossword, you kill him. The first guy that pushes back.
I hear mixed things these days. I hear mixed things.
It doesn't, you know, it doesn't.
Just do what I tell you.
George W. Hill Prison, it's not good. It says more than 200 people have recovered from COVID-19.
Yeah, it was real bad.
Yeah.
Real bad. They were the first, like I said, it was... They are so awful in there. They let you do your regular thing, but then they shut down programs, so they kept us in our block. And then all of a sudden, once PA State decided to officially lock down, then they suddenly, so over at George W. Hill, it's like, if you're out regular, it's like 9 hours out, 21 hours in. They switched it, and it became 2 hours out, like 2 hours out, 22 hours in.
You mean out in the yard, outside?
Yeah. Well, when we say outside, we mean like the cell block outside.
Not the cell block.
Like we were allowed to leave our rooms and whatnot, but they switched it around when PA
right.
finally went to lockdown.
But now let me ask you this: you're calling our show. By the way, we're proud as punch to have you as a listener, aren't we, Ken?
I am.
Because if there's ever any trouble in our lives, we know who to go to now.
Well,
this guy, right? We have a hardened criminal listener.
Yeah, but he had the right intent. His intent was good.
His intent was good. But but you're calling. Do you have a question? Like, is there? Do you have any choice in this trip you're about to make back to prison?
I don't know. As of now, I don't know. I mean, I have a court date on the 27th. It's gonna be it's a suppression hearing, which I'm probably not gonna do. I'm gonna probably take the deal, because if not, and I lose the suppression hearing, even though it was a legal search, if I lose the suppression hearing, I could potentially be looking at
a lot more time,
five or plus years.
Whoa, yeah, whoa, 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 yeah. That's no.
Okay, yeah. So you're gonna take their deal, mm-hmm. and you have another 7 months ahead of you. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. So I've been 7.5, maybe 8 months, according to my lawyer. So like,
okay,
it's either that or like if I do win the suppression hearing.
But suppose you go there and say I have a pre-existing condition. I have asthma. I have a shortness of breath. My heart condition. Would that be a factor? Would they let it slide these days?
I don't know, because it was so like it was wild. So what they were doing there when they were starting to release when they were releasing prisoners up in Jersey, so everyone was kind of expecting to happen in PA too. They got all the nonviolent offenders who were like 50 and up out first. Those were like the first people to go out unless you have a lawyer, and then if the lawyer can work it. That's how you're getting out.
My advice to you is to point the finger at a kingpin, like Andy Breckman of Madison, New Jersey. Tell him that he's who you got your oxy from.
I'm one of those people where I go down with my ship.
Oh, I see. You have a code of honor. He's a man of honor.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people said, not a lot of people do
Let
that.
Let me tell you something. No, seriously. There, we joke I'm around like, a lot. No. If you get into trouble behind bars, you tell him you know Ken Friedman.
I will.
You drop that name.
You just tell them that you got your chemicals from Andy Breckman of Madison, New Jersey.
We've got your back, except in the sense that we physically.
Hey man, good luck, and if you can call us back, in a couple of weeks and let us know how it's going. I'm very curious. Good luck to you.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. What time's your show usually?
6 to 7 p.m.
6 to 7. Yeah, for Ken, you're like 7. The ghost of Christmas future.
Yeah.
Ken wants to know what this is.
I'm glad I'm able to help diversify. You got the circus.
And hello to all of our prisoners in Otisville and Rahway State and Sing Sing. We know we have a lot of prisoner listeners, actually.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. Good luck, man. Good luck.
You guys have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Dr. Mark, I guess we should have asked you, what could he do in prison other than just wear a mask the whole time?
You know, I was wondering what he would be willing to do to get thrown into solitary confinement.
Oh,
yeah.
And, oh, my God.
Yeah, that's right.
Could he do something that wouldn't add time to his sentence?
That's torture, though. Solitary confinement is outright torture.
As opposed to what we're all living through in the last 6 months?
Yeah. Yeah, not having any human contact, being stuck in a tiny little room 23 hours a day.
You know what I say to that? What's the catch?
Oh man, we have time for a few more calls. If you're planning a summer trip, we have listener Dr. Mark on the line to help advise you whether it's safe or not if you're going someplace other than prison. The phone number is 201-209-9368. I think that's our first call from a prisoner.
He's not a prisoner yet.
No, he is a prisoner. He's on vacation.
In between gigs.
Yeah. Because prisoners, they can't call. They can't call out from the prison.
Yeah, I like to think that we have millions of prisoner listeners.
Well, I think...
There's no way to tell.
That's unrealistic, but I think we might have dozens.
Why would they listen to us, Ken?
Because what else can they do?
What do we have to offer them?
What else can they do if they have a transistor radio?
Their life is so tough and empty that they end up... They'll even listen to us.
Well, I don't know if you've heard, Andy. They're not allowed to have their own computers. They're not allowed to have their own phones. They are allowed to have radios.
Little FM radios?
Yeah. Hey, we have another call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey. Hi. This is Rachel from Forest Hills, Queens.
Hi, Rachel from Forest Hills.
You love the show. I am supposed to go to my brother's wedding in Colorado in September.
Oh, let's see. Colorado.
Well, wait, hold on. There's a lot of factors here, a lot of moving parts. September is not tomorrow.
I know.
Little time left, right? You have 7-8 weeks, right?
Yeah, and we're planning on driving the whole way.
Now, you don't have to decide. Do you have to commit to this wedding, or can you decide in 4 weeks?
I mean, it's my brother's wedding, you know.
So he's not going to postpone this. He's committed to doing it.
Yeah, they're doing it very small. They changed it to only immediate family. No other guests than immediate family.
clowns?
No clowns.
No clowns?
Are they? It's a clown-free wedding.
And yeah, but are we have they? To drive and all do you approve? New York.
And do you know his bride? Do you know the woman he's marrying? Do we love her?
Oh, I love her very much, but the problem is her family, her parents will be coming from Texas.
Oh.
And have they been careful and vigilant?
My brother and his fiance, yes. I'd say the Texas family, probably not.
That is tough. And are you worried that it would be socially awkward for you to keep 6 feet, to keep socially distant? Is that what you're concerned about? What are your concerns?
I mean, my concern is mostly if it's even feasible that in September people will be allowed to drive cross country.
Well, I think they're allowed to drive cross country now. Yeah. It's just you may not be allowed to stop.
Yeah.
Would you be stopping at hotels and motels, or would you be RVing it? What's your plan?
September.
What would your plan be? Would you be stopping at hotels along the way?
Yeah, motels along the way. The big problem state it looks like right now is Kansas.
Why Kansas?
Well, everywhere along the way besides Kansas is like a safe state according to New York. Except for Kansas is one of the ones you have to quarantine.
But your trip is months away. I mean, the world yesterday. It will be a different map in a few months.
Oh. Yeah. So, do we think it's going to get better or worse? I guess
it's going to get worse.
It's going to get better. Trust me.
Oh, it's been getting better all along, hasn't it, Andy?
It's going to get better and better. Look, I'm working on a vaccine. I'm working hard. I'm four or five nights a week. In my kitchen.
Colorado has no quarantine right now, but as Andy says, who knows what the situation's going to be like in September? And they are putting new restrictions down in Colorado as we speak, but still no quarantine.
So you're worried about your brother's in-laws from Texas. Is your brother comfortable asking them to quarantine before they come?
I don't know. I mean, I feel comfortable yelling at everyone to wear masks when I'm there.
Right. If you're wearing a mask, Dr. Mark, correct me if I'm wrong. If you're wearing a mask, you're being careful, you're washing your hands, you bring plenty of hand sanitizer, I think we're going to be okay. Don't you agree, Dr. Mark?
We're in Colorado.
It's going to be in the mountains in Ouray, Colorado. Oh.
Will it be outdoors or indoors?
Outdoors.
Go. Just go.
I think it. Okay. See, the important thing is that the people you're with are wearing a mask as well. You know, you're wearing a mask to keep from giving the virus, not to keep from getting it.
Right.
The protection the mask affords you is like, you know, if you're dealing with an unmasked person, it's like 25% relative protection. So.
Yeah, that ain't much.
You know what you can bring? Here's an idea. Here's an idea. You have a couple of weeks. Why don't you make some custom-made masks for your brother's wedding?
I got a mask, like a gold sequin mask to wear.
But bring a few of them and then hand them out. Put your brother and his bride's name on the mask. Make it an event.
That's a good idea.
Get a variety of masks, you know. Get like a Joker mouth mask, you know. This is fun stuff.
Yeah, I'd be more worried about stopping at that Red Roof Inn along Highway 80 or wherever you're going to be. That's what I'd be more concerned with.
Yeah, A cloth mask is not much protection at all. If you can get a decent mask, like an N95 mask, and then wear something else on top of that, then maybe you have some protection.
N95 affords 95% protection, yeah.
Yeah.
Would your advice change if I told you that I was pregnant?
Yeah, don't go anywhere. Are you kidding me? Don't go anywhere. Yeah.
How pregnant are you?
Will you be in September?
5 months.
Oh, no. Don't go. Don't go traveling.
But wait, but it's her brother's wedding.
This thing is rampaging.
My husband came running into the room.
What does your husband say?
So.
Wait, what does your husband say?
He ran into the room and said, make sure you ask them about the pregnancy.
Oh, yeah. He's right. Oh, good. Yeah. First off, obey your husband. It's that easy.
You're,
Okay.
Life is not complicated. Obey your husband.
If you can send me the vaccine before then.
Yeah, Andy, get working harder on that vaccine.
If I get lucky tonight, you're all on my list.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Rachel.
Bye.
Thank you, listener Dr. Mark, for hanging out with us this hour.
Yeah, sure. Dr. Mark, you're our hero once again.
I feel really bad for Rachel, I got to say.
Yeah, man, you can't travel while you're pregnant. Good
that's
Lord.
That's a tough call.
Not
a tough call at all.
Dr. Mark, you have taxes to prepare, I think.
Actually, you know, while we were on the phone, I diagnosed a cervical dysplasia. I've still got some work to do.
I love dysplasias. Well done, listener Dr. Mark.
Hey, we should do a whole show. Ken, we should do a whole show asking people what they're getting done while they're listening to us. what productive acts are being done.
I think we did do that once, actually.
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr.
Mark. Good night, fellas.
Thanks, listener Dr. Mark.
And thank you to Jeremiah. Apologies again. I put him through. I sent him through a couple hoops today unnecessarily.
Yeah.
And who else do we thank, Kenny?
That's it. Just Jeremiah.
I'm going to thank you, Ken.
I'm going to thank you. I'm going to thank you more than you thanked me.
Thanks for coming in every day and keeping the lights on at that little station of yours.
Why, thanks, Andy.
Yeah, I don't listen to it, but I know some people that really love it.
Like who?
Well, I lied about that.
Yeah, I didn't think you knew anybody.
So you're
back next week because you're not going to Hawaii.
Ken, I got nothing else on my schedule. This is
excellent.
This is all I have.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, see you later. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. You've been listening to 7 Second Delay, airing every Wednesday night, 6 to 7 p.m. Coming up next, it's Weekly World Blues with Matt Fibash. Stay tuned.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
In a rage, and not from blowing gauge, they've got a new type menace up there. He just blew into town, he's slim and coffee brown, his trademark is the call that fills the air. But Harlemites don't take alarm, he really doesn't mean you harm, he's only loaded up with jungle charm. No trees about, but listen to him shout, whoa! Big gals and small, all answer to his call. Whoa! He's a Tartan of Harlem.
He's a Tartan of Harlem.
Instead of swinging from the trees, he swings round the old Savoy, romancing all those chickadees with a hey and a fly, fly, fly. He just can't miss. He kills them with a kiss. And if some night you hear a roar and someone's breaking down a door, that's just the way to ask for more. Whoa!